and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. A bill to suspend the nation's debt limit and avert a potential default has passed the House.
Lawmakers on both sides have come out against the debt limit bill, and the White House and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy spent days wrangling votes.
Passing the Fiscal Responsibility Act is a crucial first step for putting America back on track.
Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries has taken aim at far-right Republicans.
President Biden understood, despite the hostage-taking situation that you will necessarily thrust the country into, that we had an obligation, a responsibility, to avoid a catastrophic default.
The bill moves to the Senate, which is expected to act quickly. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
And the debt ceiling deal includes a provision to restart student loan payments. If the legislation passes the Senate, all federal student loan borrowers will have to start making payments again after August 29th. This will affect some 43 million people. Well, less people are having babies. CBS's Alexander Tin on the new CDC data.
There were fewer babies born in 2022 compared to 2021. That's according to a new CDC report suggesting that the small rebound in the U.S. birth rate that was recorded from 2020 to 2021 in the second year of the COVID-19 pandemic has now ended. The teen birth rate has set yet another record low, while the birth rate for women ages 40 to 44 has increased again, both continuing years-long trends that predated the pandemic.
A former limo company manager was sentenced for a 2018 crash in New York that killed 20 people. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
Naaman Hussein learns his fate from a judge.
With a maximum of 15 years and a minimum of 5 years.
The 33-year-old former limo company manager was convicted of manslaughter for intentionally failing to properly maintain the SUV-style stretch limo. The Ford Excursion's brakes gave out going downhill, leading to the deaths of everyone on board along with two bystanders.
The Atlantic hurricane season is just kicking off, and there's already a potential tropical system to watch. Weather Channel meteorologist Alex Wilson.
Moisture being steered into Florida. That's going to keep things stormy. Heavy downpours likely across the central southern part of the state. And with that coverage of thunderstorms going up, we've also got to watch for flash flooding for some of those metro areas in particular.
And weather experts are predicting a near normal hurricane season with 12 to 17 named storms and as many as four major hurricanes. Tupac Shakur is getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame next week. The late rapper and actor sold some 75 million records after launching his career in the early 90s. This is CBS News.
Hiring is a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Hi, we're Comparian Insurance Agency. Right now you're thinking, Comparian? Never heard of them. We know. We also know that you have no idea that Comparian Insurance Agents are local and provide expert advice. So to help it stick, we're going to say local agent four times in the next 15 seconds. Ready? Go. Our local agents know you and your community. Our local agents offer insurance from top carriers. Our local agents have minty fresh breath.
Find us at ComparianInsurance.com. Comparian Insurance Agency. Local agents. Expert advice.
And there's number four.
I'm Dr. Stork. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious farm fresh taste plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best. With more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties. Classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, June 1st. In Wood County, the Highway Infrastructure and Recreation Committee will meet at 9 a.m. in the conference room at the Highway Department in Wisconsin Rapids. The Southwood County Airport Commission will meet at 9 a.m. at the Airport Terminal Building at Alexander Field. In Portage County, the Commission on Aging, Aging and Disability Resource Center Board will meet at 4 p.m. at the ADRC at Lincoln Center in the multipurpose room or by remote connection. In Adams County, the Aging Advisory Board will meet from 1 to 2:30 at the Adams County Community Center. The Central Wisconsin Cultural Center kicks off their Music on the Patio 2023 Summer Series on June 2nd. Come party on the patio with the Charlie and Howard Duo from 6 to 9 p.m. Tickets are just $10 and includes one free drink. Kids 12 and under are free. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 61 overnight under partly cloudy skies, southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, chance for scattered storms, daytime highs approaching 89. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night, lows around 64, partly cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 67.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Accessibility and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Memorial Day Tuesday edition. I always screw them up, like Labor Day and Memorial Day. We just celebrated, although do you celebrate Memorial Day? You honor the fallen.
Right.
By grilling something and taking a day off work and
hopefully there's a little reflection thrown in there somewhere. But yes, a lot of that going on.
Going to a Slaughter concert at Bratfest. Some cool. There's some cool
news. Janet Jackson at the Summerfest grounds.
Well, probably cooler than the Slaughter concert, quite frankly.
What have you done for me lately, Chris?
And some cool news coming out of the great state of Minnesota and Minneapolis specifically. We play out on KTNF 950 AM, at least for 4 more days, damn. But don't think it's a conspiracy, except we are in cahoots, me and Chad. We're both moving our lineups, both Minneapolis and Civic Media here in the state of Wisconsin. So there'll be a little change. You might have to get the Civic Media app if you prefer.
Sorry. No one consulted me on this.
We're not in cahoots with you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Your propensity.
Right. I'll just show up and look good.
For profanity.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Get you eliminated from some of the meetings. I got to be honest. Here's something. Here. Sneaky Pete. Ninja style. You know who's a ninja? Uncle Joe Biden. Joe Biden's been getting stuff done all ninja style. He is perhaps the best presidential negotiator ever. He should have written a book called Art of the Deal. Jennifer Rubin took notice. I'm taking notice, Joe. Biden's underrated deal-making prowess strikes again. Over at the Washington Post... You know, they used to label her as a conservative columnist. Now, just opinion. President Biden's capacity to overperform after an onslaught of negative press and Democratic hand-wringing is second to none. He did it with the Inflation Reduction Act, the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law, NATO solidification and expansion, and now with the debt ceiling deal. It's hard to conceive of an outcome more favorable to Biden. Recall where this began. The Republican House Freedom Caucus, making promises such as repealing much of the Inflation Reduction Act, including eliminating $80 million in new funds for the IRS, capping non-defense spending at fiscal 2022 for a decade, and blocking Biden's $400 billion proposed student debt relief. As Jennifer Rubin points out in italics, Tom, none of that happened. When factoring an agreed-upon appropriations adjustment, the deal holds non-defense spending essentially flat in fiscal 2024 and increases it by 1%. Blah, blah, blah. You don't care. That's not the important part. Here's the important part. To sum up, Jennifer Rubin says, Biden brushed back the litany of outrageous demands, kept his spending agenda and tax increases intact, and got his two-year debt limit increase. In making a deal with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Biden helped stoke dissension on the GOP side. Is the extreme mega wing denounces the agreement.
Oh, they are denouncing. In fact, I believe someone has already called for McCarthy to step down as Speaker. We'll get there.
Is it possible Joe Biden, secret ninja?
Rubin continues, during the process, Democrats, as they frequently do, confused PR with substance. They fretted that McCarthy was getting more and better media coverage. They worried Biden was giving in to the Freedom Caucus demands. Biden and his team understood something they did not. The momentary spin McCarthy produced is irrelevant. His right-wing crazies still hate the deal. Democrats still get the deal they wanted all along. Biden, like a prosecutor who lets his filings do the talking, lets his deals do the talking. Moreover, Biden could not very well run to the press and tell them McCarthy wasn't getting much of anything. The play, quote unquote, here was to allow McCarthy to spin his way out of the corner that he and the Freedom Caucus had painted themselves into. You know, giving him an off-ramp, Crudy. Letting McCarthy boast that his great achievement was getting Biden to negotiate was a small price to pay for avoiding economic catastrophe and landing the best deal one could hope for in divided government. The media coverage, both during the process and after, predictably, took the frame of horse race politics. Who won? Who lost? It's hard to avoid the conclusion that Biden got a far better deal than the media expected or gave him credit for. In underrating Biden's accomplishments, the mainstream media is able to maintain the pretense of neutralism. And portraying McCarthy as a rational dealmaker feeds the fiction that the Republican Party is not controlled by mega radicals. As Rubin writes in parentheticals, it very much is, which is why Democrats will need to get the bill over the finish line. Yeah, this will not happen without help from Democrats. Rubin continues, in this instance, at least, the media's false balance probably makes it easier for McCarthy to sell his deal. Democrats grouse that the upshot of all this means Republicans get to appear more rational and reasonable than they truly are. The only way to prevent that, in other words, to expose the full extent of Republican recklessness, would have been to allow default, which is not acceptable, or refuse to make a deal, relying instead on either the procedural maneuver called a discharge position or invocation of the 14th Amendment to challenge the debt ceiling's constitutionality. A discharge petition moving a bill out of committee and forcing a floor vote might still be needed if McCarthy cannot get the bill to the floor, but the deal, as it stands, makes a discharge petition far more likely to succeed if it is needed. Again, in parentheticals, a handful of Republicans could defend their gambit to get the bill to the floor, saying, hey, Biden gave McCarthy what he needed. You know, a little bit of cover for everybody, Crudy. As Rubin wraps up, the 14th Amendment option is constitutionally sound, some scholars think, but uncertainty created if it were invoked at this late stage would have been akin to an actual default. Panicking markets, zapping the U.S. credit rating, and spooking consumers. A final critical aspect of the deal. Biden concluded the deal over a holiday weekend. When members of Congress are away, media coverage is less intense, and the public is paying little attention. That gave McCarthy every opportunity to get this done before a GOP backlash built, yet more evidence of the Biden team's savviness. And if, after all this, the deal still blows up, there will be no question that the mega extremists are out to wreck the economy. Jennifer Rubin, the former conservative at the Washington Post, opines.
Jennifer, there is very little doubt that the mega extremists are out to wreck the economy. What did Nancy Mace say? We just got outsmarted by a president who can't find his pants. Yeah, you might have.
844. You might have.
967-2789. Dick from Madison. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
Well, I'm going to try and tie Scott Walker and Newt Gingrich into
they're really helping the Democratic Party and the issues that we promote going forward and candidates be promote. You remember last week when Newt was on and he said that, I'm paraphrasing him, the success of Trump was he spoke at the level of third and fourth graders. This has been their mantra ever since Walker. Let's strip education, dumb down the electorate, make them as dumb as possible so they'll vote for us. Guess what? It backfired on you guys because we're not just quite as dumb as you think. Common sense is winning out. Won out last summer in Kansas with that vote. Won out this spring in Wisconsin with the vote we had here. Bring it on, guys. Bring on some more of this nonsense that it's good to have a dumb electorate.
Well, Dick, you obviously listen to the greatest radio show ever. And we've taken note of the fact that here in Dane County and some of the university districts, the young kids, the college-age kids, they're voting 10-1 for the progressive Protasiewicz relative to the, you know, mega extremist conservative Dan Kelly. 10-1. And they voted. They showed up. The kids in Wisconsin, they are all right. They are voting. And if they continue to vote, it's all over but the crying. And Wanker will still be cashing checks from the young, what do they call it? Young Adolf's
Young America's Foundation. Yeah.
Like he's got an A in there somewhere.
$150,000 a year. I mean, it's some big money he's cashing over there.
I thought he was well over $1 million a year, like 1.4.
Ooh, wow.
Might be able to buy a lake house, that kind of money. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, how you doing, fella?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, okay, and you mentioned the word profane. I couldn't help but think of a profane Ronnie. I haven't heard from her for a while.
I see her on social media, but it's summertime, man. Now it's nice. It's unofficially summer. We've survived the Memorial Day weekend, and Profane Ronnie's on the back of the bike hanging out and enjoying the weather.
Yeah, I believe Mr. Profane Ronnie retired here recently, so congratulations on that.
Yeah, it's good to hear that. I'm glad to hear that she's still out there But yeah, I saw that, you know, Joe Biden couldn't find his pants. Well, apparently he's found them, and apparently he pantsed McCarthy, according to the Republicans. That
honey, where are my pants?
I mean, and of course, and isn't that the ironic thing though, Mark, that the way the Republicans view Joe Biden as old doddering man, of course, you know, and forget, of course, who, you know, they worship in their orange messiah. And God, did you see his Memorial Day message? The dude's a lunatic. But all that aside, if all those things are true, Mark, if President Joe Biden are all those things that the Republicans claim that he is, and he got this deal on them, what does that say about them? I mean, that's the real scary part for every single one of them.
You know, right-wing talk radio, Clan O'Donnell down the dial here, this morning started his show, you know, honoring the fallen by trying to crap on the minority leader, Senator Melissa Agard from the great state of Wisconsin. And Melissa put out a statement, effectively put out a statement saying that, you know, we should honor the fallen, but we should also remember some other people. And he was so incensed by that. You know, and he quoted Kevin McCarthy, and then he quoted Trump from like 6 years ago. And I'm like, but what did Trump say this weekend? What's Trump saying today? It's crazy what Trump was saying.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Experience seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Hey, Dan Kelly, you went around the state saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation, pay. The most recent payment was in December, and we don't know if you're still being paid. And you've been endorsed by some of the biggest election deniers in the state. And you're shying to me with, I don't know how I rule. I know how you'd rule.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4. on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then,
here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear overnight with a low of 59. Southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered storms tomorrow, high of 89, mainly sunny skies and calm. Lows level off around 61. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Temps above average Friday and Saturday, with highs from the mid-80s to the upper 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
Kind of like going round and round on the floor at Waukesha Skateland. Except without the rental skates, know what I mean? This is the Shaw, W-A-U-K.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open for your take, 844-967-2789. Crudy, as mentioned, Nancy Mace, a Republican from South Carolina, on Twitter said the Republicans got outsmarted by a president who can't find his pants. The Raw story is reporting. Mace, in particular, argued that the deal worked out between Biden and McCarthy normalized, quote unquote, the high spending adopted by the government, starting under former President Donald Trump to handle the coronavirus, et cetera, et cetera. Quote, government grew massively over the past 3 years. This growth was supposed to be emergency funding only during COVID. During this time, government grew 40% or by $2 trillion from 2019 to 2023. We went from spending just over $4 trillion to spending just over $6 trillion. That's Nancy Mace, Republican, lamenting this deal, getting hustled by the guy who can't find his pants. And as The Hill now reports, Rep. Dan Bishop, a Republican from North Carolina, on Tuesday became the first Republican to publicly support ousting Speaker Kevin McCarthy over the debt ceiling deal he struck with Biden as conservative criticism of the agreement wraps up.
Dominic, here are the House Republicans who said they will vote against the debt ceiling bill. According to TheHill.com, House GOP leaders are racing to secure support for the debt ceiling deal that Speaker Kevin McCarthy, if you're unaware, he's a Republican, struck with President Biden. If you're unaware, he's a Democrat. As they face growing criticism from Republicans, the bill needs a simple majority to clear the House and head to the Senate. And many Democrats are expected to support the measure, helping it to get across the finish line in a slim GOP majority. But Republican leaders face political pressure to have as many Republican votes as possible in favor of the legislation. What do you think, like a dozen, Dom? Can they get a dozen for their own proposition, do you think? Preferably, here's the math they're seeking, having more Republicans vote for the bill than Democrats. Isn't it their proposition? Again, doesn't this speak to the fact that they got, ninja'd by Joe Biden on this?
That Kevin McCarthy agreed to this deal with Biden that, a majority of Republicans are not going to vote for? I mean, he is the leader of the Republicans, right, Republicans?
Dominic, according to The Hill, anything less than a majority of the 222 Republicans, that'd be about 111, right? Voting for the bill would be politically devastating for GOP leadership. And some Republicans have already announced their intent to oppose the bill ahead of Wednesday's high-profile vote. We'll bring you all the coverage on the Devil's Advocates radio show. You listen every day. Here are a few we know of the no votes, Dom. Andy Biggs, Republican from Arizona. I'm not sure that he wouldn't literally take hostages if necessary. Rep. Dan Bishop, Republican from North Carolina. Who else? Wait for it. The esteemed Congresswoman from Colorado, Lauren Boebert. She's a firm no, Dom. Rep. Vern Buchanan from Florida, Republican. Ken Buck, Republican from Colorado. Kat Kamik, another Republican from Florida. Andrew Clyde, Republican from Georgia. Eli Crane, Republican from Arizona. Rep. Brian Donalds, Republican from Florida. Russell Fry, Matt Gaetz, Bob Good, all Republicans. Dana Harshbarger, Republican from Tennessee. Not familiar with your fine work, Diana. And Wesley Hunt, Republican from Texas. Hunt, a freshman congressman, said the concessions McCarthy made to Biden in negotiations over the debt limit, here's his quote, falls short of my expectations and the expectations of my friends and neighbors in Congressional District 38. Sounds kind of disappointed. He said the debt limit legislation does not rescind all the funding the Internal Revenue Service received in last year's Inflation Reduction Act, and that it does not include a vast portion of H.R. 1, the GOP's conference sweeping energy bill. For those reasons and more, I'll be voting no on the Biden-McCarthy proposal to raise our nation's debt ceiling. I urge my Republican colleagues to do the same. There's more.
I urge default, is what he's saying. I urge default, Wesley Hunt. Kurt, I'll jump in here. Rep. Anna Paulina Luna from Florida. Nancy Mace, we talked about her. Here's what she said. Voting no on the debt ceiling debacle because playing the D.C. game isn't worth selling out our kids and grandkids. Well, how about during the normal appropriations process? Maybe that would be the time to put your, you know, priorities on the budget. She argued the agreement normalizes, as we said before, high spending started during the pandemic, and said the spending cuts included in the bill are a wash because of spending increases in other areas. She took issue with a provision that will expedite completion of the Mountain Valley Pipeline, a major priority of Senator Joe Manchin, a Democrat from West Virginia, which May said was not germane to the bill. you and all the progressives said the same thing there, Mace. What, more Republicans against the Biden-McCarthy bill? Mary Miller from Illinois, Corey Mills from Florida, Ralph Norman, South Carolina, Matt Rosendale, Montana, Chip Roy, Texas. Roy, a member of the Conservative House Freedom Caucus, rallied against the debt limit legislation during a press conference on Tuesday, dubbing it a bad bill. Quote, I want to be very clear. Not one Republican should vote for this deal. Not one. If you're out there watching this, every one of my colleagues, I'm going to be very clear. Not one Republican should vote for this deal. It is a bad deal.
Dom, I've got some coverage from the local Wisconsin congressional delegation. Democratic U.S. Rep. Gwen Moore isn't happy with it, and Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson said he's likely to oppose it. Default, says Ron. Wisconsin's congressional delegation on Tuesday largely remained uneasy about the deal reached over the weekend between the White House and Speaker Kevin McCarthy to suspend the country's debt ceiling in order to afford a potentially calamitous default. While some members think U.S. Reps Brian Steil and Derek Van Orden said they support the agreement, others on both sides of the aisle have been hesitant to take a stance. I can't say I'm happy, Moore, a Milwaukee Democrat, told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I mean, I haven't really had much sleep or rest, not one piece of barbecue this weekend. Didn't do my rounds on Memorial Day like I wanted to do, but I'm in a better place, so I'm going to talk to some of my colleagues. If you don't got a belly full of barbecue, how are you going to make an important decision like that? Come back, more Devil's Advocates. You eat later. More of us next.
If you're hanging out in Waukesha, it's 101.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Alyssa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Two peregrine falcon chicks have hatched at Weston Power Plant. Brittany Merlot has more details.
Wisconsin Public Service says the first chick hatched Sunday evening, with the second chick arriving Monday morning. And in a few weeks, the Weston Power Plant chicks will officially receive their names and identification bands. This year's Falcon class is being named after Wisconsin's most voted and loved college mascots. A total of 442 chicks have been born at WPS and We Energy's power plants in Wisconsin and Michigan since the company's peregrine falcon recovery programs began in 92.
The world's largest potato masher was installed this month at the Food and Farm Exploration Center in Plover. Stevens Point News reports the almost 39-foot-tall kitchen utensil represents the exploration that will take place in the nearly completed center. Their goal is to promote agricultural literacy, increase the understanding of the origins of our food, and deepen the relationship between farmers and consumers. I'm Alyssa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 61 overnight under partly cloudy skies, southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, chance for scattered storms, daytime high is approaching 89. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night, lows around 64, partly cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 67.
Lightly screens you. Hey, I want the tickets. We'll work a pair of tickets out between here and the end of the show. And if you're unaware, there's a little bit of change coming in the Civic Media Network. We're adding three new news components, 8 a.m., noon, and 5 p.m. Comprehensive news, not a little short cast, a comprehensive cast. We're going to add on a town call, a statewide town hall town call. You get how we play this. Starting next Monday, June 5th, 12:15 to 1 o'clock, Todd Alba, we're going to welcome him to the afternoons. He was a recent guest on this fine program. Todd's joining us 1 to 3 p.m. each weekday on the Civic Media Network. Matt Flynn and Devil's Advocates. And then we're ecstatic to roll out Maggie Dawn, 6 p.m. right after us.
Yeah, Maggie coming back to the airwaves. Fantastic.
Is she gonna utilize the secret bunker studio?
I have gotten the approval and the go-ahead for the secret code for the secret bunker. Yes, she will. On occasion. Certainly, it's here for her.
So you're going to hear us talking more about the Roman coin. I see the Roman coin in your backdrop there.
It's yeah, like, man.
Lovely establishment. You know, we're nearly at the halfway point of the year, Don. We don't even have a party on the books yet.
I know, man. It's terrible
planning. I don't have a specific date for
you. For the record, I'm a terrible planner, and I wreck things, so this one's on you, man.
I'll get on it. Right, there'll be good, a party good. Coming. And some Brewer tickets this half hour at 844-967-2789. Karina. Welcome back, Karina. Did you have a nice Memorial Day?
Hi, Karina.
Yeah. Yes, it was quiet, and I seen nobody for 3 days.
That sounds lovely.
Yes, it was very quiet and serene and just me. Was wonderful. I work with people all day long, so and talk all day long, so you guys can understand when it's really nice to be quiet sometimes.
It is. That so never happens in my life, but you go.
Well, you know, you have to divorce to do that, so that's what I did. Anyway, guys, I know that you're reading about politics more and know about politics more. I was reading and listening to what's going on with the proposal, but isn't it those Supreme Court anchors will turn around most of the stuff what they're agreeing right now? Like, for example, the student loan issue. They can turn it around because they have to go through the Supreme Court. Is that correct, or I'm messing up something?
Well,
that's my question.
Karina, first and foremost, there has been a pause which will come to an end. The Office of Budget Management, OMB, or whatever, that decision has been made. The student loan pause, the fact that people have not been obligated to make a student loan payment in like 3 years, that's going to end no matter what. What the Republicans had wanted was to roll back money allocated in prior legislation, my understanding. And Karina, I haven't gone through every line of the bill. I'm not convinced they're going to pass this yet. But my understanding is that's what the Republicans wanted. They wanted to roll back the expenditure of forgiving a bunch of student loan. That's basically debt owed from the American people to the American government. And Joe Biden wants to forego a certain amount of that. And you're right. There still could be an overturning of the legislation. Somehow a partisan court finds justification to say it's, I don't know, whatever their justification is, Karina. But my understanding is Joe Biden negotiated, and that's not part of this bill. That's not part of this compromise. The student loan forgiveness money is still allocated. Now, whether or not it makes it through the courts, that's a separate conversation. I got to bring in Maggie Dawn for that one, Karina.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I love your time. I wait for it, honestly.
Hey, why don't you ever ask us for Brewer tickets?
Yeah, come on. We got something to give away, Karina.
I think I'm not allowed because I got it like not more than a month ago. I think you can get only once in a month.
Well, did you get some tickets in May or April? You could lie to us. I'm not going to verify.
Well, Kelvin knows.
Karina, thank you for being honest. Not everyone is, but that's why she didn't ask for tickets, because she already won some tickets this
week. One more day. I mean, this is for next week, though. So technically, this is a June game. So, Karina, you still could be eligible for
it. No, she already blew it. Honesty gets you nothing in this world. On, I'll keep you in mind for June tickets when we get them away. 844-967-2789.
Evan, we have some sound of Speaker McCarthy, I believe, on the debt ceiling. We are a radio program. Let's play some of the sound when you are ready.
Must we?
Kevin McCarthy. We must. Lots of Republicans getting really mad about this, but let's hear what McCarthy has to say. Let's play cut one, please.
The largest savings in American history, the unshackling of finally wasteful Washington spending getting rescinded. Do you realize of all the Congresses in the past, you can add up all the money that they rescinded and add them together? This is higher than that.
Wow, man, McCarthy really, really worked one over on Joe there, didn't he? I mean, come on. I can't believe these Republicans aren't, you know, jumping in line. Let's hear a little bit more the comparison. Cut number two, please, Evan.
If I compare it to when Republicans were in the majority, when they had the House, the Senate, and the presidency, they didn't cut anything. They just added more money.
Yeah. How did you vote on that one, Kevin? Just curious. I'm really wondering. Let's hear more. 99 pages in this bill. Cut three.
This is 99 pages. 15 of them are just rescinding the wasteful Washington spending. So everybody has an opportunity to read it. Everybody has an opportunity for their own opinion so they can say their own opinion. That's the idea of Congress.
Wow, thank you for the lesson there, Kevin.
Dom, I'm going to confess on behalf of Congress, they're not going to read the 99 pages.
No.
You'll be lucky if half the staffers...
The bill ain't won.
They're not reading the pages, Dom.
One final cut from Speaker McCarthy, but only knows who knows for how long, the Freedom Caucus reaction. Cut four, please.
When the Freedom Caucus talks about wants the spending back to 2022, the non-defense is back lower than 2022. Veterans get more money and defense gets more money.
Well, sounds like everyone should just fall in line. Well done, Leader McCarthy. I'm sure you're able to round those troops up and get every single one of those Republicans on board.
Matt Gaetz warns Kevin McCarthy's deal could be a black letter violation that triggers removal. This is the newest Dom. CNN's Melanie Zanona tweeting, Rep. Kevin McCarthy may have enough votes to usher his debt ceiling deal through Congress, but it could cost the House Speaker his job. Probably should, shouldn't it? Do we want to see McCarthy out, or are we enjoying the McCarthy,
you know,
reign as Speaker? Does he still get a portrait? Because he's really just in it for the Speaker portrait. Once he's had the title and the gavel for a while, I mean, really, he doesn't have the chops for the job. Does he really want this job?
He's not going to be a true Speaker until he gets photographed doing the P90X series and listening to some Rage Against the Machine.
Wasn't Matt Gaetz also the one that called him out for moving into the Speaker's office before he had actually garnered the successful vote? It took like 15 different tries, right? But he had already moved in. He sent a letter to like the Sergeant of Arms, like, who's this man that's in the Speaker's office?
You got a squatter in there.
Matt Gaetz on Tuesday suggested that regardless of the outcome of the debt ceiling deal vote, if a majority of Republicans oppose the deal, that would be a black letter violation that would likely leave McCarthy facing a threat to his speakership. If a majority of Republicans are against a piece of legislation and you use Democrats to pass it, that would immediately be a black letter violation of the deal we had with McCarthy. Let's not forget, McCarthy already sold his soul to Matt Gaetz.
And MTG and God knows whatever wackadoodles are now in control of the mega house.
And it would likely trigger an immediate motion to vacate, meaning remove the speaker. Zanona, again from CNN, reports that McCarthy, however, has repeatedly expressed confidence that a majority of House Republicans will back the bill. Yeah, he also said he had the votes to be the speaker. Just took a 15
ultimately
tries.
He did. You know, timing's a bitch, man.
Gaetz, a member of the ultra-conservative Freedom Caucus, is that what he is, opposes the debt ceiling deal. He isn't alone. Not one Republican should vote for this deal, Chip Roy told Reporters Tuesday. A little bit more. We will continue to fight it today, tomorrow, and no matter what happens, there's going to be a reckoning about what just occurred unless we stop this bill by tomorrow. Rep. Dan Bishop went even further, Dom. I'm fed up with the lies. I'm fed up with the lack of courage, the cowardice, Bishop told reporters on Tuesday. Bishop blasted McCarthy over his handling of the debt ceiling deal, saying, nobody could have done a worse job. Nobody? Nobody? Because I can think of a few people that could have done a worse job.
Nobody? Crudy, not to be outdone, Rep. Lauren Boebert, a Republican from Colorado, on Tuesday did not rule out a motion to vacate the chair and attempt to remove Kevin McCarthy as speaker over the deal. An appearance on Steve Bannon's War Room podcast, you know, Bannon's a podcaster, Boebert accused McCarthy of a violation of his promises because amendments were not being allowed in the House Rules Committee. Quote, so the whole point of the speaker's race and having a motion to vacate a check and balance was because we know at any given time those rules can be suspended, she explained. And so this, at the speaker's request, is what I've heard. This was to be a closed rule with no amendments allowed. Boebert argued that there was insufficient support to remove McCarthy as speaker, but predicted his demise, the demise of McCarthy's speakership if many Democrats support the debt ceiling bill. Another quote, if this bill passes with a majority of Democrats voting for it, then I'm sorry. That's the end of Kevin McCarthy's speakership, she warned. That is a bad, bad look to pass a bill of this magnitude without the support of the majority and if it's Democrats. Lauren Boebert doesn't like that, you know, some Dems might jump on and what, do a bipartisan deal to not crush the credit of the United States and bring the world economy into chaos. But, you know, those Dems.
That could be a black letter violation and cause the immediate removal of Speaker McCarthy. 844-967-2789. We're running short on time. Got to give away some Brewer tickets today, don't we, Dom? Courtesy of our fine flagship WYSS.
And we're going to give them away, and they're going to stay given away, right? We're not going to claw back any tickets, you know. Republicans here, where you have a budget, and we're going to abide by it, and we're going to give them away, and you're going to keep them.
I can claw them back, though. You know, I can send them.
No, you can't.
Until you've accepted them, I can grab them back out of your email box, something like that. I would not do that. McCarthy / Biden deal that might take back money from the state government? $447 million
out of the state of Wisconsin alone.
About 10% of our roughly 10%, less than 10%, but a big chunk of our state surplus. Poof. And it was gone. Flipped over to the Fox News. Got to see what they're talking about and their sort of altered reality. Guess what the headline is on the Fox News? Because, you know, CJ's lurking out there somewhere.
Let me think. A Hunter Biden laptop.
That'd be a good guess. Republicans to hold the FBI director, Christopher Wray, in contempt of Congress over a Biden document.
You mean the Trump-appointed Republican FBI director, Chris Wray? That guy?
Yeah. Okay. Soros liberal Christopher Wray, come back.
Yeah, no, all those hippies in the FBI, man. We got to purge that place, right, Republicans?
Win some Brewer tickets, but only if you call. Tell Ebone you want them at 844-967-2789.
Here's a special...
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
So here we have Jim Troupas, Dan Kelly, we got Michael Gableman, and the question is accountability, democracy, freedom. Are we going to let these forces who are hostile to democracy continue to try to take over our state? They may spout the value of freedom, but they don't want freedom.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Weekday afternoons, 2 until 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies overnight with lows around 59. Winds out of the southeast around 5 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered storms tomorrow. High of 89, mainly clear. 61 tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Upper 80s Friday, cooler on Saturday with highs in the mid 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
One from Duluth. A lot of alliteration going on there, Dave. Welcome back. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, gentlemen. I have a question for you. Didn't we have this debt ceiling business under Trump? And I thought it was like in December and like it rocked the stock market, but things back returned to normal sort of a month or two later. But I don't get how this is going to crash the whole freaking world economy. It didn't do that on these other times when we went past the whatever deadline. But they just shut down parts of the government. Like some people, poor people didn't get paid.
Well, that's different than defaulting on your debt. That would be the first time that we ever failed to pay our debts when they're due. We've had other sort of obstructionist actions, and usually they were around abortion funding, if I recall. But we've had other obstructionist Republican actions to shut down the government historically, Dave. That was sort of a decision of choice, but that's different than having bills due and not being able to fulfill the full faith and credit of the United States. Because either we got to write a check, and if there ain't no money in the account, Dave, just like you and I and Dominic, you throw it on the credit card. Well, they got to raise our credit card limit, or the United States can't make it through the month.
Well, thanks for explaining that. So it's a lot different than those other times in the past. We've always did raise the debt ceiling, you're saying.
Yes, that is my understanding, sir. And in fact, when we did it under Obama, it was getting to be quite tenuous. Bear with me. I'll read a little of this, Dave. And you can call us. We're still trying to give away some tickets. 844-967-2789. The nation is days away from defaulting on its obligations. The Republican House Speaker, pushed by conservatives in his party, demands deep spending cuts. The president, a Democrat, works on negotiating a package to avert a fiscal calamity. No, it's not 2023. It's 2011, when then-President Barack Obama agreed to a debt ceiling deal with then-House Speaker John Boehner that called for more than $900 billion. President is facing today. Obviously, we know there's been an announced deal, a handshake, Dom. Biden and McCarthy. Now you just gotta, figure out how to
make it happen.
Get it through the Congress.
Dynamo Dave, they did raise the debt ceiling three times under the former president, Donald Trump. A little bit more from the Washington Post on this topic. You can join us, 844-967-2789. Just a couple of paragraphs here. The first test of a bipartisan deal to raise the debt ceiling, a key House committee on Tuesday, appeared close to advancing the agreement to a full House vote, despite fervent back push from hard right Republicans who expressed their disappointment with McCarthy, all while the country inches closer to next week's default deadline. The House Rules Committee, typically the first stop before legislation can go before the full House, convened Tuesday afternoon, with most speakers acknowledging that a deal struck over the weekend by Biden and McCarthy had left both Democrats and Republicans unsatisfied. Quote, the bipartisan bill is not perfect. In fact, I've yet to meet one person who loves it. Rep. Brendan Boyle, a Democrat from Pennsylvania, said, perhaps that is a sign that it is a fair compromise between a narrowly Republican House and a narrowly Democratic Senate and, of course, a Democratic White House. So the House Rules Committee will apparently get this out sooner than later.
Can't always get what you want, but you get what you need, Dom. 844-967-2789. If you want some Brewers tickets, courtesy of our flagship WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support, let Ebo know, and we'll try to see if you can win some tickets. We got Paul, PT. I didn't even know you were back in Milwaukee, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
But I will be in Milwaukee. Let's put it that way. And I still have lots of friends that could enjoy those tickets. And
I'm not giving you tickets to give them to somebody else or sell them on the open market, Paul. Yeah. That's not how the game's played.
Rolling large, Paulie.
Hey, listen, I lived there most of my life. Doesn't that count, crude?
Well, if you were here to use them, it would. But since you're not, not a bit. Well,
someone will represent me, Cruz. Someone will represent me.
And yes, Paul. Hold tight, because it might be the next caller. I'm going to check and see if she wants the tickets.
Maybe she will represent you. Carol, you're up. Welcome.
What do you got for us?
You've got, for me, Brewers tickets. Thank you very much.
Oh, PT. See, there's Carol. Are you calling from within the wonderful state of Wisconsin?
In Madison. I listen to you guys like religiously. You're on basically 24/7.
Well, thank you, Carol. And you'll use the tickets if we send you to the game next Tuesday against the Baltimore Orioles. Lovely seats.
You betcha.
If it gets too warm in the sun, Carol, there's club booth in the back. It's air conditioned. They got a nice bar. Being a good Wisconsinite, they'd probably serve you an old fashioned.
Well, I'm much more of a craft beer drinker, but basically I'll drink what's available.
You and me both, sister.
Carol, I assure you, you get two tickets. I will not pull them back on you. And they do have some form of craft beer at the stadium. I'm sure they got the good stuff. Ebone, make sure we have Carol's contact information. So back to disappointed Paul. Paul, sorry, man, can't give you the tickets. I knew Carol wanted them.
Hey, so I just want to mention, I saw an article about you and from Wisconsin and political. I don't know if you guys mentioned it on the radio at all.
We had David Siders on last hour. Maybe if you'd have listened last hour, I'd have had some more Brewers tickets. But, you know, since you weren't listening last hour.
I just tune in for the Brewer tickets.
Oh, I know how that goes. Yeah, it was a nice little article. We had David Siders, the editor of Politico, talking about alliteration. Yeah. David Siders, a fun guy, a good guy. I think he's a fine writer, and we had a good time partying with the guy in Madison one night.
But, you know, he said you over-exaggerated the, or you
overstated
the situation. What does that mean?
That means he didn't give the full complexity and nuance of my answer. He oversimplified it down to make me look bad, apparently, Paul. But I'll get back at him. I'm going to get him hammer drunk when he comes to Milwaukee for the RNC.
He must have been just digging you a little bit there, right? Anyways, good article. Great. The whole all Wisconsin article, really.
Lots going on, Paul.
Yeah.
Too bad you don't live here anymore. We'd have some Brewer tickets for you. The rest of you fine Badgers, Wisconsinites, hell, you can be a Badger Patriot anywhere in this fine nation. Stick around. Busted Pencils, Educated Educators Talking Education. That happens at 7 o'clock Central Time. We've got our friend Robert Pilot, Native Roots Radio. He's going to move to 10 o'clock at night starting next week. But this week, still on, right after the Devil's Advocates. Keep it locked. Civic Media. Have a great night, everyone.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broken too. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial.